From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A Thai provincial governor says all 12 boys and their soccer coach were found alive in a cave where they went missing a week ago. Reuters' Maya Womersley has more on the search.
Rescuers in Thailand have begun day 9 of a desperate search, and progress has been slow, with the divers unable to fit their air cylinders through a narrow stretch. Over 1,000 personnel from the US, Britain and Japan are involved in the rescue effort.
VOA will have additional information as it becomes available on the rescue. Mexico's next president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, said Monday he will seek to remain in NAFTA, along with the United States and Canada, and that he respects the existing Mexican team renegotiating the trade pact. VOA's Bill Gallo has more.
López Obrador won a landslide election victory Sunday, getting more than double the votes of his nearest rival, dealing a resounding blow to establishment parties and becoming the first leftist to win the Mexican presidency since one-party rule ended in 2000. He also said he'd pursue a frank dialogue and friendly relations with the United States. López Obrador, who will take office in December, said he would discuss NAFTA with President Enrique Peña Nieto in their first meeting after the election, which is set for Tuesday. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel will make her last-ditch effort to end a migration row with her conservative allies by holding more talks with her interior minister, whose offer to resign cast doubt over whether her fragile government can survive. Horst Seehofer offered to quit his ministerial post and the chairmanship of the Bavarian Christian Social Union Sunday to discuss whether immigration proposals Merkel brought back were last week. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke Monday after a visit with refugee camp in Cox's Bazar, where Rohingya from Myanmar fled to Bangladesh.
Listening to the terrible stories of massive violence, of killings, of rape, of torture, of houses or villages burned.
He said that Rohingya were living under terrible conditions in camps because of massive violations of their human rights in Myanmar. U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor said Sunday the U.S. has a plan that would lead to the dismantling of North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs in a year.
And it's to North Korea's advantage to see these programs dismantled very quickly, because then the elimination of sanctions, aid by South Korea and Japan and others, can all begin to flow.
Bolton's remarks on CBS's Face the Nation appeared to be the first time the Trump administration had publicly suggested a timeline for North Korea to fulfill the commitment under leader Kim Jong-un that he made with U.S. President Donald Trump at a summit last month for the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The European Union is slamming the Trump administration for considering tariffs on auto imports, saying they could lead to global retaliation against some $300 billion in U.S. goods. European Commission spokesman Daniel Rosario commented on the U.S. investigation into the possibility of the auto tariffs.
So we understand that we should make use of all the tools at our disposal to try to prevent this investigation to come to a similar outcome. That's why we take part in the investigation.
The EU sent comments to the U.S. on whether auto imports pose enough of a threat to U.S. national security to justify tariffs and estimating the economic impact. The European Commission opened a fresh legal case Monday against Poland over changes to the Supreme Court. The European Union's executive arm gave Poland a month to respond, which means the legal procedure will not stop the law from entering into force on Tuesday. The Commission has challenged several changes to the judiciary that Poland's Nationalist Law and Justice Party has made since winning power in late 2015. The EU body says the policies weaken democratic checks and balances. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service says it has rescued another 109 people from the Mediterranean Sea as they try to reach the country's southern coast from North Africa. From Washington, this is Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.